wearied thee, testify against me. Because I brought thee forth from the land of Egypt, thou hast prepared a cross for thy Savior. Hagias Athaas.
Holy God.
Hagias Securius.
Holy Mighty.
Hagias Athanatos, eleison himas.
Holy and immortal, have mercy upon us.
Because I led thee through the desert 40 years, and fed thee with manna, and brought thee into a land exceedingly good, thou hast prepared a cross for thy Savior. Hagias Athaas.
Holy God.
Hagias Securius.
Holy Mighty.
Hagias Athanatos, eleison himas.
Holy and immortal, have mercy upon us.
What more could I have done unto thee that I have not done? I indeed did plant thee, O my vineyard, with exceeding fair fruit, and thou art become very bitter unto me for vinegar mingled with gall. Thou gavest me when thirsty, and has pierced with a spear the side of thy Savior. Hagias Athaas.
Holy God.
Hagias Iscurius.
Holy Mighty.
Hagias Athanatos eleison himas.
Holy and immortal, have mercy upon us.
The holy prophet Isaiah. Behold, my servant shall deal prudently. He shall be exalted and extolled and be very high. Just as many were astonished at you, so his visage was marred more than any man, and his form more than the sons of men. So shall he sprinkle many nations. Kings shall shut their mouths at him. For what had not been told them, they shall see, and what they had not heard, they shall consider. But who has believed our report? To whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of dry ground. He has no form of comeliness, and when we see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected by men, a man of many sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we did not esteem him. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, and he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. All we, like sheep, have gone astray, and we have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He was led as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before its shears is silent, so he opened not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who will declare his generation? For he was cut off from the land of the living. For the transgressions of my people he was stricken. And they made his grave with the wicked, but with the rich at his death, because he had done no violence, nor was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it pleased the Lord to crush him. He has put him to grief. When you make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed and shall prolong his days. And the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see the labor of his soul and be satisfied. By his knowledge, my righteous servant shall justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore, I will divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he poured out his soul until death, and he was numbered with the transgressors. He bore the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors. Let us pray. Jesus, to your dying woes,
Even with your lifeblood flows, craving pardon for your foes. O may we who mercy need be like you in heart and deed, when the wrong our spirits bleed. Hear us, holy Jesus. Amen.
Jesus. A great multitude of the people followed him, and women who also mourned and lamented him. But turning to them, Jesus said, "Daughters of Jerusalem, do not weep for me. Weep for yourselves and for your children. For indeed the days are coming in which they will say, 'Blessed are the barren, wombs that never bore, breasts which never nursed.' And then they will begin to say to the mountains, 'Fall on us,' and to the hills, 'Cover us.' For if they do these things in the greenwood, what will be done in the dry?" There were also two others, criminals, with him to be put to death. And when they had come to the place called Calvary, there they crucified him, the criminals, one on the right hand and the other on the left. Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do." And so they divided his garments and cast lots. The people stood and looked on, but even the rulers with them sneered, saying, "He saved others, let him save himself, if he is the Christ, the chosen of God." The soldiers also mocked him, coming and offering sour wine and saying, "If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself." An inscription also was written over him in letters of Greek, Latin, and Hebrew, "This is the King of the Jews." Then one of the criminals who were hanged blasphemed him, saying, "If you are the Christ, save yourself and us." But the other, answering, rebuked him, saying, "Do you not even fear God, seeing you are under the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong." He said to Jesus, "Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom." Jesus said to him, "Truly I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise." Let us pray. Jesus, pitying the sighs of the thief who near you dies, promising him paradise, may our hearts to you incline and their thoughts your cross entwine. Cheer our souls with hope divine. Hear us, holy Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus took his garments and made four parts, to each soldier a part, and also the tunic. Now the tunic was without seam, woven from top into one piece. They said therefore among themselves, "Let us not tear it, but cast lots for it, whose it shall be, that the scripture would be fulfilled, which says, they divided my garments among them, and my clothing they cast lots." Therefore the soldiers did these things. Now there stood by the cross of Jesus his mother and his mother's sister, Mary the wife of Clopas and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing by, he said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." He said to the disciple, "Behold your mother." And from that hour that disciple took her into his own home. Let us pray. Jesus, loving to the end her whose heart your sorrows rend and your dearest human friend, may we all your loved ones be, all one holy family, loving since your love we see. Hear us, holy Jesus. Amen. hour until the ninth hour, there was darkness over all the land. About the ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, that is, my God, why have you forsaken me? Some of those who stood there when they heard that said, this man is calling for Elijah. Immediately one of them ran and took a sponge, filled it with sour wine, and put it on a reed and offered it to him to drink. And they said, let him alone. Let us see if Elijah will come and save him.
Let us pray. Jesus, whelmed in fears unknown, with our evil left alone, while no light from heaven is shown. Though no father seem to hear, though no light our spirits cheer, may we know that God is near. Hear us, holy Jesus. Amen.
That the scripture might be fulfilled, said, I thirst. A vessel full of sour wine was sitting there. They filled a sponge with sour wine, put it on hyssop, and put it to his mouth. So when Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, it is finished. And bowing his head, he gave up his spirit. When Jesus had cried out with a loud voice, he said, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. Having said this, he breathed his last. So when the centurion saw what had happened, he glorified God, saying, truly, this was a righteous man.
Let us pray. O Jesus, in your thirst and pain, while your wounds, your lifeblood drain, thirsting more our love to gain, may we thirst your love to know. Lead us in our sin and woe where the healing waters flow. Hear us, holy Jesus. Amen.
Oh,
did scourge Egypt with her firstborn for thy sake, and thou hast scourged me and delivered me up.
O my people, what have I done unto thee? Or wherein have I wearied thee? Testify against me.
I led thee forth out of Egypt, drowning Pharaoh in the Red Sea, and thou hast delivered me up unto the chief priests.
O my people, what have I done unto thee? Or wherein have I wearied thee? Testify against me.
I did open the sea before thee, and thou hast opened my side with a spear.
O my people, what have I done unto thee? Or wherein have I wearied thee? Testify against me.
I did go before thee in a pillar of cloud, and thou hast led me unto the judgment hall of Pilate.
O my people, what have I done unto thee? Or wherein have I wearied thee? Testify against me.
I did feed thee with manna in the desert, and thou hast stricken me with blows and scourges.
O my people, what have I done unto thee? Or wherein have I wearied thee? Testify against me.
I did give thee to drink the water of life from the rock, and thou hast given me to drink but gall and vinegar.
O my people, what have I done unto thee? Or wherein have I wearied thee? Testify against me.
I did smite the kings of the Canaanites for thy sake, and thou hast smitten my head with a reed.
O my people, what have I done unto thee? Or wherein have I wearied thee? Testify against me.
I did give thee a royal scepter, and thou hast given unto my head a crown of thorns.
O my people, what have I done unto thee? Or wherein have I wearied thee? Testify against me.
I did raise thee on high with great power, and thou hast hanged me upon the gibbet of the cross.
O my people, what have I done unto thee? Or wherein have I wearied thee? Testify against me.
Come hither now and ponder. 'Twill fill thy soul with wonder. Blood streams from every pore. Through grief, whose depth none knoweth, from his great heart there floweth sigh after sigh of anguish o'er. Who is it that hath bruised thee? Who hath so sore abused thee and caused thee all thy woe? While we must make confession of sin and dire transgression, thou deeds of evil dost not know. I caused thy grief and sighing by evils multiplying, as countless as the sands. I caused the wounds unnumbered with which thy soul is cumbered, thy sorrows raised by wicked hands. 'Tis I who should be smitten. My doom here should be written, bound hand and foot in hell. The fetters and the scourging, the floods around thee surging, 'tis I who have deserved them well. The load thou takest on thee that pressed so sorely on me, it crushed me to the ground. The cross for me enduring, the crown for me securing, thy healing in thy wounds is found. A crown of thorns thou wearest, my shame and scorn thou bearest, that I might ransomed be. My bondsman ever willing, my place with patience filling from sin and guilt, has set me free. Thy cords of love, my Savior, bind me to thee forever. I am no longer mine. To thee I gladly tender all that my life can render, and all I have to thee resign. Thy cross I place before me, in saving power be o'er me wherever I may be. thine innocence revealing, thy love and mercy sealing, a pledge of truth and constancy. How God at our transgression to anger gives expression, how loud his thunders roll, how fearfully he smiteth, how sorely he requiteth, all this thy sufferings teach my soul. So, when evil men revile me, with wicked tongues defile me, I'll curb my vengeful heart. The unjust wrong I suffer unto my neighbor offer forgiveness for each bitter part. Thy groaning and thy sighing, thy bitter tears and dying with which thou wast oppressed, they shall, when life is ending, be guiding and attending my way to thine eternal rest. Please stand. O Lord,
have mercy.
O Christ,
have mercy.
O Lord,
have mercy.
O Christ,
hear us.
God the Father in heaven,
have mercy.
God the Son, Redeemer of the world,
have mercy.
God the Holy Spirit,
have mercy.
Be gracious to us.
Spare us, Lord.
Be gracious to us.
Help us, Lord.
From all sin, from all error, from all evil, from the crafts and assaults of the devil, from sudden and evil death, from pestilence and famine, from war and bloodshed, from sedition, from rebellion, from lightning and tempest, from all calamity by fire and water, and from everlasting death.
Good Lord, deliver us.
By the mystery of your holy incarnation, by your holy nativity, by your baptism, fasting, and temptation, by your agony and bloody sweat, by your cross and passion, by your precious death and burial, by your glorious resurrection and ascension, and by the coming of the Holy Spirit, the Comforter.
Help us, Lord.
In all time of our tribulation, in all time of our prosperity, in the hour of death and in the day of judgment,
help us, Lord.
We poor sinners implore you,
hear us,
O Lord, to rule and govern your holy Christian church, to preserve all pastors and ministers of your church in the true knowledge and understanding of your wholesome word, and to sustain them in holy living, to put an end to all schisms and causes of offense, to bring into the way of truth all those who have erred and are deceived, to beat down Satan under our feet, to send faithful laborers into your harvest, and to accompany your word with your grace and spirit. To raise those that fall and to strengthen those who stand, to comfort and help the weak-hearted and the distressed.
We implore you to hear us, good Lord.
To give to all people concord and peace, to preserve our land from discord and strife, to give our country your protection in every time of need, to direct and defend our president and all in authority, to bless and protect our magistrates and all our people, to watch over and help all who are in danger, necessity, and tribulation, to protect and guide all who travel, to grant all women with child and all mothers with infant children increasing happiness in their blessing, to defend all orphans and widows and to provide for them, to strengthen and keep all sick persons and young children, to free those in bondage and to have mercy on us all.
We implore you to hear us, good Lord.
To forgive our enemies, persecutors, and slanderers, and to turn their hearts. To give and preserve to our use the kindly fruits of the earth, and graciously to hear our prayers.
We implore you to hear us, good
Lord. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God.
We implore you to hear us.
O Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. O Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world.
Have mercy.
O Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world.
Grant us your peace.
O Christ,
hear us.
O Lord,
have mercy.
O Christ,
have mercy.
O Lord, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we have forgiven those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. We venerate thy cross, O Lord. Praise and glorify thy holy resurrection. For by virtue of the cross, joy has come to the whole world. God be merciful unto us and bless us. We venerate thy cross, O Lord. Praise and glorify thy holy resurrection. For by virtue of the cross, joy has come to the whole world.
Faithful cross, the all other, one and only noble tree, none in foliage, none in blossom, none in fruit that here may be, sweetest wood, sweetest iron, sweetest weight.
How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long must I take counsel in my soul and have sorrow in my heart all the day? How long shall my enemy be exalted over me? Consider and answer me, O Lord my God. Lift up my eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death. Lest the enemy say, I have prevailed over him. Lest my foes rejoice because I am shaken. But I have trusted in your steadfast love. My heart shall rejoice in your salvation. I will sing to the Lord because he has dealt bountifully with me. Thank you.